The head of British Airlines has rejected calls for him to resign over the 3 days of chaos on his company's flights. Failing computer systems caused the cancellation of hundreds of flights. 75,000 people had their plans upset, and the backlog still hasn't been cleared. As Chief Foreign Correspondent Phil Williams reports from London.
It's a sweet sound indeed, a BA plane flying out of Heathrow. At least some of the disgruntled thousands stuck since Saturday are on the move, but plenty are still not where they want to be.
I've been here all night, I slept here all night, all the hotels were booked up. The closest hotel was in London, and it cost me about 400 euros.
BA Chief Executive Alex Cruz has faced the media for the first time since the crisis began. Will he resign over the system's failure?
I don't think it would make much of a use for me to renounce, resign at this particular point in time. I think I'm working very closely with my team to make sure, again, that we work on the rest of the disrupted passengers to make sure that we address all of their needs.
Some of those still waiting at Heathrow and Gatwick airports would argue their needs remain far from met.
After they transferred us through to a line that was closed for the evening and we had to dial up again, and we're told to dial another number, and then we finally got through. So that was stressful.
BA Chief Alex Cruz says the fault happened when a backup system failed after a power surge knocked out the main system. One frustrated passenger is an IT specialist, and he doesn't buy the BA explanation.
They should have had their communication system and their booking system in different places so they could at least send us an email. Just open a Google Mail account, send an email. How hard is that?
It's going to take more than a few slick ads to restore trust in an airline that really does promise the world.
To fly, to serve.
And run by a chief executive who says his focus is not on doing media interviews, but helping the tens of thousands who've had their travel plans shredded.
So my engagement, first and foremost, has been to make sure that we were trying to address the needs of passengers. That has been my first worry, most of all.
British Airways colours may be flying again, but for many, trust remains firmly grounded. This is Philip Williams in London, reporting for The World Today.